Goldman Sachs filed for a Bitcoin ETF that holds zero Bitcoin. Goldman Sachs has filed for a Bitcoin exchange-traded fund that will not hold a single Satoshi. According to the filing, the proposed fund would gain Bitcoin exposure entirely through shares of existing spot Bitcoin ETFs, such as BlackRock's iBit and options contracts on those same funds. The structure is a fund of funds, a wrapper product that sits on top of the spot ETFs that already trade on U.S. exchanges. Goldman would manage the allocation and options overlay. The underlying custody, the actual Bitcoin, stays with the spot ETF issuers and their custodians. What the fund actually holds, a traditional spot Bitcoin ETF, like iBit or Fidelity's FBTC, holds Bitcoin in cold storage through a qualified custodian. The ETF share price tracks the spot price of BTC. Investors own a claim on actual coins. Goldman's proposed fund skips that step. It buys shares of those spot ETFs and layers options positions on top. The options component could be used to generate income, hedge downside, or create structured payoff profiles, though the exact strategy has not been fully disclosed. This is not unprecedented in traditional finance. Fund-of-funds structures exist across equities, fixed income, and alternatives. But in Bitcoin, it is a first from a bank of Goldman's size, and it carries a specific trade-off: fee stacking. The fee layering problem. When an investor buys iBit directly, they pay BlackRock's 0.25% annual management fee. If Goldman's wrapper charges its own fee on top, investors pay both. The exact fee for Goldman's fund has not been disclosed yet, but even a modest 0.30% overlay would bring the total cost above 0.55% annually. Compare that to Morgan Stanley's MSBT, which launched 2 weeks ago at 0.14% and holds actual Bitcoin. On a $1 million allocation, the difference between 0.14% and 0.55% is $4,100 per year. Over 5 years, that gap compounds to more than $21,000 in drag, before accounting for tracking error or options premium decay. For institutional allocators who already have brokerage relationships with Goldman, the convenience of a single wrapper may justify the cost. For price-sensitive investors, it is harder to square. Why Goldman chose this path? The most likely explanation is operational simplicity. Holding Bitcoin directly requires a custody infrastructure, cold storage protocols, insurance, and regulatory approvals that Goldman has not built. By wrapping existing ETFs, Goldman offloads all of that to BlackRock, Fidelity, and their custodians, primarily Coinbase custody. It also avoids the reputational and compliance overhead of being a direct Bitcoin holder. Goldman CEO David Solomon confirmed in January that he personally owns Bitcoin and that the bank was expanding its crypto activities. Filing for a wrapper product rather than a spot fund suggests a measured approach. Participate in the Bitcoin ETF market without building the plumbing. Morgan Stanley took the opposite path. Its MSBT launched on April 8th with direct Bitcoin holdings, the lowest fee in the category, and immediate access to its 15,000 advisor distribution network. 2 weeks later, Goldman chose the path of less resistance. What the options layer could do. The options component is the piece that could differentiate Goldman's fund from simply buying iBit in a brokerage account. Possible strategies include covered call writing against the ETF shares, generating income but capping upside. This is common in equity ETF wrappers and appeals to institutions that want Bitcoin exposure without full volatility. Put protection, buying downside hedges, funded by call premium. This creates a buffered outcome that limits losses below a certain threshold. Collar strategies that combine both, producing a defined range return profile. Each of these has trade-offs. Covered calls reduce volatility but cap gains in a bull market. Put protection costs money that erodes returns in flat markets. Goldman has not specified which approach the fund will use, and the strategy may be discretionary rather than rules-based. The broader ETF landscape. As of April 15, 2026, BTC trades at 74,046, with the Fear and Greed Index at 53, neutral. The spot Bitcoin ETF market in the U.S. now has over a dozen products, with iBit holding roughly $55 billion in assets. Total net flows, since the January 2024 launches exceeds $63 billion across all issuers. Goldman's filing adds another access point, but not another dollar of Bitcoin demand. Because the fund buys ETF shares rather than BTC, it does not create new buying pressure on the Bitcoin market. It redistributes existing exposure through a different fee structure. That distinction matters. When BlackRock's iBit receives inflows, it creates BTC on the open market through its authorized participants. When Goldman's wrapper receives inflows, it buys iBit shares on the secondary market. The Bitcoin supply impact is indirect at best.